Today's Tanya, for the 15th of Tishrei, Tezvav Tishrei, is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Chav Beis. Igeres HaKedesh 22. The Alter Rebbe is saying that when a person is suffering a physical problem, he is meant to be humbled by it and to accept it gracefully out of love, because it is given from God out of love. This refinement and this improvement that comes through the suffering is something that God gives out of love. So instead of running to a chacham to find the solution, how to end the suffering, the Alter Rebbe says to accept the suffering for what it's meant to be and let it accomplish what it's meant to accomplish. The truth is, before we go any further, that the Alter Rebbe is not saying that one shouldn't look for a solution to a physical problem and should rather continue to suffer, God forbid. The Rebbe is saying that running to a chacham and getting advice, or running to a tzaddik, both to humble bracha, is one way of getting rid of the pain. About a low. The other way is, if you accept the pain as it's meant to be, that it's supposed to humble you and bring about a lowliness of spirit and a humbled body, then once you do that, the reason for the pain it doesn't exist anymore. It accomplished what it's supposed to accomplish, and then the pain will go away. But here the Alter Rebbe says that to accept it gracefully means to understand it and receive it the way it's given. As, for example, a father who is compassionate, who is a chacham, and who is a tzaddik, who hits his son, she'ein leben chacham lahafich edef lonus limtze le'azaza, a wise son would not run away, turn his back on his father, and run away to find some help outside of the home, oyafilu melitz yesher, or even to find someone who will speak for him, plead his case with his father, lifnei oviv harachamon v'hatzadik v'hachosid. He doesn't have to go to find someone who will plead his case with his father, who is compassionate, who is a tzaddik, and who is a chosid. The Chizik Rebbe writes in the Sicha that the first time when the Rebbe mentions the father who hits his son, he says the father is compassionate, he is wise, and he's a tzaddik. But he doesn't say that he's a chosid. Here, a few lines later, when the Rebbe describes the father, he says that the son doesn't have to find someone to plead his case, to argue for him, before his father, who is compassionate, a tzaddik, and a chosid. So here he mentions chosid, but the first time he didn't mention chosid. So the Chizik Rebbe said that a father who is compassionate, who is wise, who is a tzaddik, but he hits his son, is not a chosid. A chosid doesn't hit. The second time, the Rebbe is speaking about a case where the problem is not that the father is punishing the son. The son needs someone to explain and argue his case with the father so that they communicate better. But there's no hitting. And there he does mention that the father is also a chosid and certainly doesn't need to have someone intervene on behalf of the son, because what the father is doing is certainly for the best and out of love for the son. Rather, he should face his father face to face and accept what the father is giving him. When we're referring to God, when we say face to face, rather than turning the back, in the Moshe he says he shouldn't turn his back on his father, he should rather face his father and deal with him face to face. What does it mean concerning God? Face means Rotzen v'cheshek. When you do something willingly and with enthusiasm, you face it. It's face to face. Asher avinu shebashamayim mashpia lebon of kultiv. Elamim, our Father in heaven, gives to his children all worldly good, chayi nefesh v'guf, and the life of the body, the life of the soul, he gives this bi'ahava v'rotzen chasheka v'chafeitza. He gives this to us with a love and a desire and a longing and a want. Al yidei teiras chayim, and it comes to us through the Torah, which is the Torah of life, which is God's will. The Torah is God's will that he reveals to us and gives to us, that we become almost in control of his will. He needs us to do what he wants. So this kind of giving, this kind of caretaking is called panim, is called face-to-face, because panim means inward, internal. It's coming from an internal place, from a love and a want and a desire, and so on. K'meshekosuv ki be'e panecha nasata lonu teiras chayim la'aseis bo ritzeinei. As we say in the davening, because by the light of your face, meaning from the inner light, you gave us the Torah, which is a Torah of life, so that we can do your will. And concerning this, it says that by in the presence of the king, there is life. When a condemned person was being led to his execution, the custom was in many countries that if he happened to come to meet the king, if on the way to the execution he sees the king, that then his execution is stayed and his life is saved. Because in the presence of a king, there's life. So in the presence of God, there where God reveals his inner will, there is life. Masha'ein came evdei gilulim mashpia chayi gufam shaloi berotzen v'chasheka v'chafeitza. There, God doesn't give life from an inner desire, and therefore it's not called face-to-face, and lokach nekroim elihim achedim, and that's why they are called other gods, because achedim means sheyenkim ebechinas achudayim, that they get their life not from face-to-face, not from the inner, but from the external, which is called achazayim, the back, over the shoulder, so to speak. Kachu ba'odom, and the same is true in the person. Harotzen v'hacheshik hu b'chinas panim, that which a person does with desire and with interest, that's called his inner desire, that's his face. V'imeinim mekabu bi'avlo v'rotzen, and therefore, if he doesn't accept the discomfort, the rebuke from God, if he doesn't accept it willingly and lovingly, then it's ki'ilu heifich ezeif ocher chas v'sholem, then it's as if he is turning his back, God forbid, on God. So v'eitza hayu'utzo lekabu bi'avlo, so what is the advice that is given to help us accept lovingly? He atzas Hashem b'fi chazal, the Eibishter himself gives us advice through the sages, the fashvish b'maisov, that if a person sees that he is suffering, he should begin to examine his deeds to see if he's doing anything wrong. And he will find that he had committed sins that need to be cleansed through these pains. And so he will see the great love that God has for him, that disrupts the order of things. Kimoshal melech godol v'neida hareichet b'chavei v'atzmei tseyas b'noi yichidei merei v'havosei. Here, the love disrupts the order of things in the positive sense. That although it may be inappropriate for a king to be involved in mundane things, yet out of God's love for us, he gets involved in cleansing and in washing away our sins, our schmutz. Like an example of a king, great, powerful king, who himself is washing away the son, his only son, changing his diapers. And that's out of great love for the son. K'meshekosuv, Imrochat Hashem tseyas b'neis tziyin. Beruach Mishpot, Kamayim Aponim Aponim. So in this love that God has for us, if we do a sin and need to be cleansed, God Himself cleanses us, and that comes through the Yisurim. Kamayim Aponim Aponim. And therefore, since God is doing this out of love, we have to respond to Him in the same manner, also out of love. So tis eide ha'ava belev kol maskilu meivin yikar muhus avas Hashem el tachteinim. This should arouse a love within the heart of anyone who understands the preciousness of God's love for the lower creatures, asher hi yikaro v'teiva mikol chayi ha'ilonim kulam, which is more precious and greater than all of life, than life itself. K'meshekosov ma yokor chazducha, as it says, how precious is your kindness. Ki teiv chazducha mechayin, because your kindness is greater than life itself. Ki achesed shubachinas ahavo, because the kindness that is also love, love is the inner dimension of kindness. Hu chayi hachayim shubachol ha'ilamis. This kindness, with this love, is the life of life for all the worlds. K'meshe kosuv mechalkil chayim v'chesed, that God provides life in kindness, out of kindness. The oz Hashem gam Hashem yitin hatev, and then when the person accepts the suffering in this vein, the suffering then has fulfilled its purpose, served its purpose, and is no longer necessary, then God will give him the goodness, will give him goodness that the person can see is good and appreciate himself that it is good. The yoye panav elov, and God will reveal himself, the inner love that is concealed in the punishment will reveal itself, b'chinas ava megula, in a revealed love, asher ha'isot chila melubeshes, which originally was concealed and clothed in a revealed rebuke. The love was concealed, the rebuke was revealed. And then the severity becomes sweetened in its very source. And then all severity will be permanently bottled, will be permanently discontinued forever and ever. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 15th of Tishrei, the first day of Sukkot, the Rebbe writes that Kishenesnim Hadalid Minim Liacher Levorech Aleihem, when we give the lulav and esrog to another person, when a person who has the lulav and esrog lends it to someone else to make the bracha over, we're supposed to say explicitly that this is a gift on the condition that it be returned. And particularly on the first day, which is the main mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, is on the first day. And this is of a benefit both for the giver and the receiver, the owner and the user. My father instructed that we should begin the bracha she'achiyanu kishalulav biyadi achas, while holding the lulav in one hand, v'ha'esrig b'shniya, and the esrig in the other hand. The psukim ki amarti are said rak b'hishan rabba. Gam b'yeim mevorchem leishiv basuka acha kiddush v'lei acha hameitzi. During the day as well as during the night, when we make Kiddush, we make the bracha, Leishav Basuka, right after the Kiddush and not after the Meitzi. Ha'anhoga be'ez b'chas kayanim, the customs and the procedure for the b'chas kayanim, for the duchaning, kenal yein be'ez the chag ha'shavuos, as mentioned earlier, on the second day of Shavuos, we know the customs of what the people do when the Kayanim are giving the bracha. We know it from the Alter Rebbe, because he would take the Tzemach Tzedek kedem chasunose tachas talise l'nesias kapayim. The Alter Rebbe would take the Tzemach Tzedek under his talus, before the Tzemach Tzedek was married, and then from that the Tzemach Tzedek saw the custom of what is said and when it is said during the Birchas Kayanim.